This is Bruce Marable from EmployCycle, the HR analytics dashboard for small and medium companies. Since we already host an HR podcast, we thought the best way we could provide value is to share interviews about how HR and business leaders are trying to reduce stress and anxiety with their employees during this coronavirus public health crisis. Please listen to the following interviews, and we hope that it helps you and your company. Thank you so much for taking time during this crisis to be on this podcast to help people understand how can they better help navigate their company and their employees during this pandemic and this crisis. And today, what we're going to discuss is how to hire during coronavirus. What does that look like? And really get into the mindset of applicants and people who are still fortunate enough to have a job, or even the mindset of people who have been laid off. And then what does that look like? So I would like to definitely thank you for being on the podcast. I'll ask you a couple rapid-fire questions, and then we'll go into the deeper interview.
Thanks so much, Bruce.
Great. So can you please tell us your name, your company, and how many employees you have?
Michael Harden with Juno Search Partners, 20 employees.
And what does your company do?
We are a search and staffing firm headquartered in Philadelphia. So on the search side of the business, we do contingency retain-based searches. And then on the staffing side of the house, we do RPO-style staffing projects.
Got it. So let's just go straight into it, because this is a crazy time. And maybe even by the time this airs, things have changed. But with today being April 2nd, and I think the latest count was 6.6 million unemployed Americans, what is going on right now with hiring? I mean, it seems like there are certain companies hiring, others are laying off a lot of people. What is your overall take on this? And then we can go into some more specific questions.
Well, you know, certainly hiring has slowed down, as you can imagine. I think a lot has evolved over the past 2 weeks. At first, what we were hearing and seeing was, you know, business as usual until we're told otherwise, and we're going to remain optimistic. I think as the days rolled on and everybody realized the severity of this, a lot of people started hitting the pause button. You know, to your point, the 6.6 million, we did see a lot of people start to do furlough, lay some people off. And so it's been a very challenging time, as you can imagine, and as you're experiencing yourself. So the market is suddenly saturated with a lot of people who are on unemployment, scared, you know, thinking about what their next move looks like. And then you have employers who, you know, of course, in certain sectors, some are flourishing, right? Some are doing really well. But I would say the majority of people are also hitting the pause button and kind of holding their breath to see how this plays out.
For the HR leaders who are on the fence about hiring right now, where they still have the budget to hire, but they're not sure if it's the right time, what advice do you have for them?
Well, I think, you know, HR has proven to be very nimble. And I think really every HR leader that I speak to really understands that that this is their time to shine, right? You talk about 2008, 2009, that was really finance's turn. But this is really people are looking to human resources to figure out, you know, things like hiring, firing, you know, morale, suddenly having a remote workforce, which was not otherwise remote, figuring out what that does to the culture, you know, thinking about people who are suddenly at home. And, you know, parents who are maybe juggling trying to homeschool and pay attention to their kids while doing a full-time job, people who are at home alone, you know, people who are, you know, otherwise, you know, maybe, you know, have to think about some mental health issues, some physical health issues. So it's a really complicated time, and it's really, HR is really stepping up to the plate.
For those companies that are still in a good enough place to hire, and they do make hires, what does the new hire and onboarding process look like, since no longer can you come in and maybe take you to lunch on your first day or walk you around and introduce you to everyone? What are some tips that people should follow, or some advice that you can give to those who are still hiring and want to still make make it special for those new hires?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, nobody had a playbook on how to do this, obviously. But again, I think people recognize that they had to, you know, pretty quickly figure it out. We're seeing a lot of, no surprise, you're hearing the word Zoom a lot. So we're seeing a lot of, you know, Zoom calls, Zoom conference calls, Zoom happy hours, you know, the ability to stay connected through the technology that's available to us, of course. But in terms of onboarding, I mean, I think that staying close to people, right, gaining their confidence and trust, and then utilizing this technology to be able to just kind of onboard and stay connected to people is really important right now.
Which industries are you seeing hire the most? Which industries are you seeing hire the least?
Well, I mean, obviously, no surprise, healthcare, of course, is inundated and needs more than ever. So we're working on a large healthcare project ourselves. We're seeing things like grocery stores, you know, suddenly had a spike. I think of a local company here that you and I both know pretty well, GoPuff, you know, the delivery service, they're doing really well. We still have benefits brokers that are still hiring, you know, any organization like that that is in demand during this crisis.
If you are hiring a new person right now, you could imagine that the candidate that you're hiring maybe 3 weeks ago or a month and a half ago, they just knew that you would be in a good enough position financially to still be able to bring them on and pay them their salary. But with people may not be so willing to move to a new place or take a new offer and maybe try to go back to their old job. What do you say about that in regards to managing the mindset and the risk adversity that new candidates may feel about going to a new company?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, and it's an interesting time. We're finding, I guess, two camps, right? So there are people who have recently found themselves unemployed, and you have to sort of sift through their motivation, right? Are they making fear-based decisions? In which case, you know, just looking for any job, not necessarily the right fit. And then when we sort of come out of this, is that going to be recognized? And then people have spent a lot of time and money investing in the wrong person for the wrong reason. And then we're finding the folks who, you know, of course, are employed and are thinking to themselves, yes, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I was considering making a move, but now, you know, I'm sort of thinking that it would be good for me to stick with the devil I know, because they've told me I'm safe and they've told me that they're flexible with my schedule. And I don't know that I want to walk into an unknown right now. And so that, again, you know, that's about educating that person, really talking to them and understanding, you know, sort of their motivation. And then really understanding the company's motivation and getting everybody comfortable, right, with what the future looks like in a time where it's pretty uncertain.
Have you seen salaries drastically change in regards to what companies are offering? And the reason why I'm asking is, as a software company, I see a lot of my friends who are founders of other tech companies giving discounts right now for their software, because they know that companies are hurting from a budgetary standpoint, and they're figuring, well, maybe you pay half or 20% off or whatever it is, it's more likely that you'll pay. So are companies, do you see companies thinking the same way, whereas now they're either offering lower wages for the same job, or you see people probably negotiating less because they figure, if I was trying to get $100,000 for a job and you had only offered me 80, maybe I just go back to the 80 and just say, you know what, I'm going to take it. Do you see any of those things happening right now?
Well, I don't see that happening across the board just yet. You know, and obviously we're only a couple weeks into this. I do think that is going to happen, obviously. And again, it's hard to make such a blanket statement because, you know, for instance, again, where you and I are here in Philadelphia. In Philadelphia, the tech folks are still in high demand. Right. Whereas, you know, you think about recruiters or, you know, maybe certain administrative positions, you know, a lot of those folks had just got laid off and there's the market is saturated. So that's definitely going to trickle down to compensation ranges changing. But again, you know, I think that there's so much unknown, right? So some people will tell you that this is sort of the tip of the iceberg and that, you know, we're going to feel the effects of this for a long time to come. Whereas other folks, you know, feel as though that this is just kind of a gigantic pause button. And once we're through the worst of it, I think we're scheduled to peak in Philadelphia over the next week and a half, 2 weeks. I think that's what we're tracking to. And then after the peak, obviously, we'll be on the other side of it. So some folks are really thinking that the economy is going to be very resilient and we'll just kind of go back to business as usual. So there are just so much of this is speculation that I think that's really hard to say. But my gut tells me that salary ranges will change and probably not in favor of the candidate.
One of the things that I've been thinking very deeply about, and I know every other company who sells to other businesses is thinking, how do you continue to market your product and not necessarily sell what you have, but stay relevant so that people know what you're doing? You can still identify people who are still spending money. And most importantly, you're not coming off as insensitive or tone deaf. Recruiting is almost like sales in the sense that you're selling a prospective candidate on a job. Are there any fears that people should be thinking or any challenges around coming off as insensitive? Or because you're offering someone a job, you don't really have to worry too much about your communication and how you're reaching out to people to work for your company?
Well, of course, as an agency recruiter, there's two sides of that coin, right? To your point, we're very much sales in that we look for companies and clients who are hiring, who have niche positions, who have important positions that they want to outsource to a search firm, you know, such as Juno. And then on the other side, we're representing the candidate. So we had to be very aware of that. You know, my first instinct, you know, of course, as the one of the co-founders of Juno and sort of, you know, thinking about all of our people internally and just, you know, thinking about the company as a whole, my first instinct was to get kind of go into sales mode, right? Like, let's double down the efforts. Let's get our name out there. We're, you know, business is going to be impacted negatively. I have all of these people who work for me and I need to protect them. And then of course it became pretty obvious pretty quickly that, to your point, that was a little bit tone deaf, right? People were so shell-shocked and so rattled professionally and personally by what was happening that they didn't really want to get, you know, a sales call or a sales email talking about hiring at a point where maybe they were just worrying about how to downsize, right? And how to give that message. But I think it's like anything else, you know, service providers who care and who understand the marketplace and who have that approach, you know, are gonna be resilient and are gonna be seen for that. But yeah, in a lot of cases, I would say right now, of course, you need to know your audience a little bit. You need to respect what the business community is going through.
And what about the candidate side? Do you have to worry about that when you're reaching out to candidates?
I mean, geez, candidates, I don't think so, right? Like, I think that candidates, in our experience thus far anyway, candidates want to hear from you. Those who are suddenly, you know, very quickly have been blindsided and find themselves newly sort of on the market, right? It's a really good time to, you know, talk to that person and offer some advice, you know, and offer just lend an ear, right? And that's something that we, you know, we're pretty good at. And then candidates who are, you know, still gainfully employed, you know, they still want to talk about the state of the world and the state of the business community and the state of the market. So, you know, we're finding that people are really receptive to chatting. And even on the client side, you know, we've had, you know, of course, we've had conversations that we didn't expect to have, that suddenly there's, you know, some canceled contracts and, you know, some contractors that were had to let go. And, you know, clients, there's a very, oh gosh, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, there's a lot of camaraderie right now. You know, we're not, and I'm just speaking for myself again at Juno, like we're not the kind of company or the kind of firm that, you know, would hold you to a contract if, you know, you're clearly your world just changed overnight. You know, we're not going to do that. We're going to work with our clients and companies. And it just seems like there's a lot of like, oh man, we didn't think we'd be having to have this conversation, but you know, just a deep caring and understanding. You know, the community has really come together. I said in a post a little bit earlier in the week, I said, you know, for not having seen anybody in a couple of weeks now, I feel a deeper sense of community than I have in, you know, maybe ever.
That's really powerful. And the last question, are there any other tips, advice, recommendations you would give for hiring managers, recruiters, people in HR, anyone currently looking to hire during this public health crisis?
You know, I would say in terms of hiring, right, like stay the course, the, you know, the job spec, what was important before this crisis is still going to be important, you know, still, although the market is, you know, maybe saturated with people, you know, think about what you went into, this crisis with in mind for the position and really stay that course, because this is not a permanent state of affairs. So really think about what your company is going to look like on the other side of this and remain flexible, right? You know, you're hiring somebody right now who, you know, may be in a situation that they're not going to otherwise be in within the next couple of weeks or, you know, month. Let's think optimistically. I'm thinking to myself, maybe in 4 to 6 weeks, we're going back to, you know, maybe not quite business as usual, but we're going back to some semblance of business. You know, you got to be flexible with the fact that your perfect candidate might be at home with 3 kids. And I can tell you, as somebody who's home with 2 kids, I've got twin boys who are 6, and we're getting pinged with, you know, from the principal, and they each have a different teacher all day long. And there's a requirement, there's a homeschool requirement to log into the app and to make sure that they're, you know, getting the work done. And then, of course, you still want to, you know, nurture some of their after school activities and get them fresh air. So be really flexible during this time, right? I think it's a really good opportunity to build trust with a new employee right now, in remembering what we're sort of all in together.
You know, that was going to be my last question, but I would have been mad at myself had I not asked you this. Because so many people are now doing video interviews, how do you now think about this process? And if the person is thinking about their friends, their family, their health, the world, they're anxious, they're nervous, even more so than what people would normally be doing an interview, how do you adjust for that, but still expect a person to be them best, to be their best selves during this video interview, so that you're not overvaluing things that you would normally expect to see in an in-person interview, but you're also not being so clueless to what people are going through during this time?
Yeah, again, I think it's just being a reasonable, understanding human, right? It can be slightly awkward. I mean, three weeks ago, I guess at this point, when I started, you know, down this whole Zoom path, and I'm not really the technology focused person in our office, so it's not something that I had a lot of background in. You know, I found it very awkward. And now, you know, of course, it's just sort of part of our everyday. I'm in Zoom meetings all day long. So I think it's just a matter of, you know, understanding that not everybody, you know, it's not going to translate perfectly every time. And again, just stay focused on, you know, the person, their background, what they're good at, and, you know, we'll sort of laugh our way through this part, I guess.
Got it. Thanks so much for that. Michael, this was awesome. Thank you so much for taking time. I know you're dealing with managing your own company and your own employees and your family and your kids and yourself. So thank you so much for taking time during this crisis to help our fellow HR leaders and business leaders as they continue to try to help reduce employee stress and anxiety. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Bruce. Appreciate it.
If this interview helped you, please send to all the HR and business leaders in your network, since we're all looking for some reassurance, some guidance, and a sense of community. Stay tuned for more episodes by subscribing to the Employee Cycle Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to podcast episodes. Or you could also check in at employeecycle.com /podcast to get more interviews like this. Please stay safe and stay healthy. Talk to you soon.